Preston and Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
Do you swear to tell the truth? The whole truth? And nothing but the truth?
You want answers? You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
So Tuesday morning, I am your host, Justin Clark, protecting you from the hypocrisy throughout America. Today on the program, meltdown throughout the country and the world as Elon Musk is set to take over Twitter by tomorrow. Yes, indeed. He showed up at headquarters yesterday with a sink in his hands.
Elon.
Things are just getting worse and worse for our boy Kanye West. He's now had to shut down his school. It's gotten that bad for him. Also, things are horrible. And I've told you about this. I've told you this is coming for a year and a half now. Facebook or Meta just tanking in the stock market. Absolutely tanking. And plenty more to get to. Quick housekeeping. Before we begin, I will take your calls. I will take your text messages. Here is the phone number. I'd like to hear from you today. 321-339-1055. Download the Florida Man radio app and listen to us right there around the world. But a great show lined up for you this morning on the live actual radio. But first, the team directly in front of me, it is black, yet it does have a collar, his shirt today.
Yeah, I decided to get all fancy today. I got buttons, too.
Deadman is here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, brother.
Time for the opening statement. This should be interesting.
Meltdown across the country. Your boy Elon is set to take over Twitter. By tomorrow, this deal will be closed. Probably by tomorrow at this time, this deal will be closed. A lot of people very happy about this. A lot of people not happy. A lot of people like the censorship that they had. It seems like most people, though, are thrilled that Elon is taking over. And he celebrated yesterday by showing up at Twitter headquarters with a sink in his hand. A sink, like where you wash your hands type of sink and brush your teeth. And of course, he took to Twitter to celebrate the occasion and said, "Let that sink in," as he's walking through the doors to Twitter at their headquarters.
Good Lord.
Here it is. The audio is not great, but here's Elon's tweet yesterday. Let that sink in as he's carrying a sink into the front door of Twitter headquarters.
Oh, stop it.
Of course, that was a tweet that he sent out. And he also changed his, what do you call it, the handle?
His handle.
No, I don't think it's the handle. I think the handle is the at Elon Musk, but the little thing underneath your handle. He changed it to something. Damn,
I'll have to look.
He changed it to something. Hold on. This is important stuff. I got to tell you what he changed it to.
Are you a fan of the show Entourage while you're looking for that?
I was not the biggest fan of Entourage. I got into it a little bit after people. I don't think I watched every episode.
So Ari Gold, who's yes. played by Jeremy Piven, walks in. He had just acquired his enemy's talent agency. And he walks in with a paint gun and he starts shooting people who were fired and who he would pull back and be like, okay, you're safe for now. They start being like fired, 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 and start firing upon people. And I can imagine Elon Musk because, I mean, rumors are he's going to fire like 70%+ of the workforce as it stands.
So. Yeah, and he spoke about that yesterday as well. He is now the chief twit. That's what he put on there. The chief twit. Oh, Elon.
Oh, he needs to really, really, really stop.
The good news for him, though, is that the price of the stock has gone up to $53.90.
Oh, great for him.
Ooh, and he bought it at $54.20. So he's almost right there on par for what he bought it at, miraculously, because it went down substantially as they were going through that legal war when he said, I'm not buying you because of all your bots. But now it's come up, and presumably, I think will continue to increase. So maybe this becomes a good investment for him. But certainly things at Twitter are going to change. Now, it also made me think President Trump. Obviously, he was banned from Twitter. Do you think he is immediately unbanned tomorrow? Will this happen immediately?
I think in order to make a splash, yeah, and it would probably affect the stock, too. It would probably go up if that happens.
So. And what will his first tweet be? Like, welcome back? Or what is he going to say?
Probably, I'm back, bitches.
I'm back, bitches. You think that's what it'll be?
I don't know. Oh. Okay, I'll go with I'm back, bitches. Anybody want to take some action on that?
Okay, you know what? We should all guess right now together. President Trump's first tweet will be as he returns to Twitter, presumably tomorrow. I mean, I think that's probably Elon's first move, isn't it?
Back on the toilet, tweeting again.
I imagine that Elon will hit the unban button for President Trump and then tweet at him saying, welcome back. And then what does Trump then say on his first tweet? I'm going to say, I'm back! Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. That's what he's going to say. Mm-hmm. And then he's going to start bashing folks immediately.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a bloodbath of bashing.
Yeah, I don't think the very first tweet will be a bash zone, but I think he will say, I'm back, with some exclamation marks.
Bitches.
Bitches. I don't think he'll say bitches. I think he'll take it easy on the first one, but who knows?
I think he should. I mean, he might as well come out guns a-blazing. I mean, he's been off for so long.
Over, under, how many tweets will Donald Trump send out on the first day he's back on Twitter?
I would say at least six.
Over under six. I'm going way over on six.
Okay.
I think he's going to be a tweeting machine tomorrow. Yeah. Now, I don't know if he's going to be unbanned tomorrow, but that you would think would be Elon's first move.
Probably.
That would be his first move, is to say, I'm unbanning Donald Trump. Welcome back, Mr. President, or something.
I wonder how many other big celebrities have been banned from Twitter. I don't know. I haven't heard of any, but I bet you he unbans everybody, but Trump will be his big one.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely will be. I just want to know what you think his first tweet will be at 321-339-1055. And we'll talk through them together. And then over under, how many tweets on that first day? How many tweets from Donald Trump on his first day back on Twitter?
I'm going conservative. I'm going six.
Yeah, it's
going
to be way more than that.
All right.
I think six is way
easy
low.
Easy money on Stedman's bet.
Oh, I think no one's taking the under on your six. No one. You're not going to find anyone to bet that one. Well, everyone will bet you if you're going to go under.
Yeah, I'm going to stay with six. I bet you he goes conservative the first day and then he really unleashes like any like random thought that pops into his head.
A lot of interest in this, of course. Elon taking over Twitter. Tweets like, let freedom ring. I can't calculate how much money I'd pay to read the Slack chat of Twitter employees today. But then a lot of people hate it, too. A lot of people do not like it, saying this is fundamentally cruel. He's such a piece of trash. Billionaire taking over. So it's, I think 60-40 are in favor of this. 40% really hate it. 40% are really in favor of censorship, I believe. And do we think that Trump will be unbanned tomorrow or not? Or will they wait a few days? What do you think, Stedman? Because I don't know. I'm going to say he's unbanned tomorrow.
Yeah, I think the minute like the papers are signed and it belongs to Elon, that's the first act of the king.
So, you know, I think maybe Elon will go through his first day of training, and then when he figures out how to hit the unbanned button, that'll obviously be the first unbanned button he uses.
He's got people for that.
Yeah. You're right. He might not need to go through training. He just came up with, what, $45 billion?
Yeah, he's going to go play with his rockets after this is done. That's what he does. He's like Mr. Carlson from WKRP. He just sits in his office and plays with airplanes and stuff all day.
So he's going to go in and go to headquarters with a sink in his hand. Then he's going to learn how to have someone hit the unbanned Trump button tomorrow, and then he's going to go play with rocket ships after.
Yeah, basically, he's going to go play with his rockets and other things that he has.
That's an exciting day. Shares of Twitter are up, as you can imagine. However, the New York Stock Exchange has announced that there will be no trading for Twitter tomorrow. No trading for Twitter tomorrow as Elon takes over at all. So there you have it. I expect that stock to increase substantially. I really do.
I am not a stock guy, but get in now. Get in while it's good, because it will go up.
Yes, it will. The chief twit in charge as of tomorrow, but he's already in the building. He did tell employees, allegedly, that he does not plan to cut 75% of staff.
Uh-huh.
So that could mean 74%. he would only commit to, I won't cut 75% of staff. So maybe 74.5%. He's going to go in there and roll heads. That's for damn sure.
Oh, yeah. There's no question.
Elon is going in there and absolutely rolling heads. And he's already announced that Twitter employees can work from home, just not for Twitter. You can work from home if you want, but not for Twitter. So he's going to make people go back to the office, which I support. I support. Make them go back to the office. They said, are you going to, because all of Twitter works from home. They are all allowed to work from home, I believe, forever. And they asked him, this was a couple months ago, are you going to continue to let your employees, when you take over Twitter, work from home? And he said, sure, just not for Twitter. I like that. Badass. I like it. 3-2-1.
Muskie's got an edge.
339-1055. I'm dying to see what you think his Donald Trump's first tweet might be. But first of all, Austin from Tampa said, Stedman, why do you hate Elon so much?
I don't hate Elon.
Oh. Austin thinks that you do. You're getting accused of hating Elon. Is that true?
No, that is not true. I will go on record as saying I don't hate Elon.
Okay.
I just think he makes terrible freaking jokes.
You think so?
Yeah.
Not great joke?
Here's my flank.
Everyone seems to eat him up. That's for sure. Lee checks in. Hello, Lee in
Everybody
North Carolina.
Loves a billionaire.
Over under on tweets, 10. First tweet will be, thank you, Elon. This is very huge. Very huge.
Huge. This is huge.
Big John is here. Hello, Big John. First tweet, heard you missed me. Could be. It's not a bad guess.
Yeah.
Eric's dad is here. What's up, Eric's dad? How are you, buddy? First tweet is going to be him announcing he's running in 2024. Now, that would be impeccable timing for that announcement.
There's your October surprise.
That's pretty. That's a good one, Eric. Eric's dad, I mean. What if he just, he gets unbanned tomorrow and then announces his campaign for 2024 on Twitter tomorrow? Wouldn't that be coming full circle? That's a good point. Maybe.
So what's Biden's first tweet going to be as he welcomes Elon into the fold?
I don't think they're talking.
Two words. Made in America.
That's going to be Biden's first tweet.
Yes. Two words. Made in America.
Where's Jackie?
Chad is here, Dafuniac Springs, my favorite city. The first tweet will be making Twitter great again. That's a good point. 850 is here. Trump will not go back to Twitter. And I thought about that as well because Trump has his own deal, right? Parler, is it? Isn't it Parler?
No, I don't know if it's something else. I don't think he owns Parler.
Oh. Trump owns one of them.
That was one that Ye wanted to buy, wasn't it, Parler?
I get them all confused. I'm sorry. I know I'll get corrected and someone will get mad at me for not knowing the name of it. Because I'm not on it. Again, you know my rule on that. I'm not putting any more apps on my phone or figuring out any new passwords until I know this is here to stay.
Trump's a screw you kind of guy. He will be back on Twitter. There's no question.
I believe you're correct on that. He's not going to be able to help himself. There's exactly. No way he will be able to help himself.
Ban me, will you?
There's no way. Even if he has a deal with whatever social media thing he owns, he's not going to be able to resist.
Oh, yeah, he'll be back.
He will not be able to resist. Truth Social. Thank you. And I'm sure that they have some sort of deal with Truth Social that he has to put all of his messages there or whatever. But do you really think that when Elon Musk sends out that first tweet at Donald Trump saying, welcome back, you're unbanned, that Trump's going to be able to resist posting in response to that? Of course he can't resist.
There's no way that Elon is going to miss this opportunity.
No.
And because it's going to increase the stock immensely. And there's no way Trump is going to not take advantage of that.
Absolutely right. Dennis says, I'm back. That's what I'll say. Fish is here. Good morning, Fish. How are you? Morning, bros. First tweet, S my D.
Woo.
That would be a little aggressive, I think, for someone possibly or likely still planning on running for president.
And then
again,
he gets reblocked. No, that's probably not going to happen.
Pete says Trump's first tweet will be promoting Truth Social. Maybe so.
Could be.
Maybe so. I don't know. But then
could see that.
Isn't the whole point of Truth Social that Twitter is banning everybody? So go to Truth Social where we let freedom ring, free speech ring. So now that's kind of pointless at this point if Twitter's doing the same thing. Maybe they can figure out a deal where Twitter can absorb Truth Social.
And that's what I think would probably end up happening.
Yeah. Rusty Freeport. First tweet will be let freedom ring. And he's going with less than 10 tweets tomorrow. 386 checks in. First tweet will be miss me question mark and well over six tweets. That's Matt. What's up, Matt? How are you, brother?
First tweet. I'm not wearing pants.
Matt, I would save you in here because normally when I get messages from people I haven't really interacted with too much, I save them. Problem is, I don't know how to do it on this new machine. In fact, I hate this new text messaging service. It's very similar, but I hate it.
Yeah, I'm getting used to it, too. It is a little tricky.
No, it's better for you because the unread messages over there are very highlighted. On my machine, they're not highlighted or very, very dimly highlighted, so I can't tell. I can't tell whose message I've gotten to and who I can't. That's the problem. But anyway, I'm gonna go 10 tweets tomorrow, assuming he gets unbanned tomorrow. Now, again, it might take a couple days for Elon to figure out where the unbanned button is. I don't know. Might take a day or two. But you know that's the first thing he's going at. I need to unban Donald Trump from Twitter. And if all, you know, if everything goes well, it's pretty much a done deal. Tomorrow is the day Elon takes over. And that's why they've banned trading on Twitter tomorrow. Because they know this is happening. So I think this is very good for Twitter. If you own Twitter stock, you should be pretty happy about this.
Yeah, this is a really big get for Twitter.
For a year and a half or 2 years, I have been telling you that this whole Facebook rebranding to Meta and then dumping all of their eggs in the Metaverse basket was a horrible plan. Horrible plan. You can't say I haven't been telling you this. I have. Everyone was raving about it. Wow, this is a great idea. They're thinking about the future. I said, I don't like this. You know, rebranding sometimes is great. Like if your CEO gets caught with prostitutes or things just aren't going so well. But it was still Facebook. And they decided they want to do a whole rebrand. Okay, Facebook is going pretty well. But our advisors are telling us it's time to rebrand. And let's totally switch gears and put all of our eggs in the Metaverse basket.
Whatever the hell that is.
And this was never going to go well for them. And I'm telling you, and I tell business owners this all the time, sometimes a rebrand's not the way to go. CDC, good time for a rebrand. And that's what they're doing. Facebook, no, not a great time for a rebrand for Facebook. But they did it anyway, and their shareholders are paying a very, very, very steep price for this rebrand, and they should be very unhappy. Thank you, Justin from Pennsylvania. I announced earlier that welcome to Tuesday. It's actually Thursday. Did you notice that? Did you notice I said the wrong day of the week?
I didn't just now. I went, oh, yeah.
Yeah. When? Welcome to Thursday. Thank you, Justin. I'm glad you caught that. It
welcome
is Thursday.
To Wednesday.
It's Thursday. I'm live, yes. Welcome to Thursday, not Tuesday. I appreciate it. Meta shareholders are paying dearly for its spending on this metaverse. Market value has collapsed by $520 billion in the past year alone.
Yeah.
And now it is very close to falling out of the top 20 largest United States companies. In fact, it's number 20 right now. Number 20 and down. Last night, up until right now, in pre-market trading, down 23% more. Imagine if you own a bunch of Meta stock. Yes. They're purging.
Bail.
They're purging the Metaverse stock.
They are.
They used to be, I think, the sixth largest United States company by market cap, at least. Oh, yeah, at the beginning of this year, Meta, Facebook. I get annoyed even saying Meta. I want to call it Facebook.
Well, yeah, I do too.
This forced rebrand, customers don't like that. Customers don't like a forced rebrand. We can see through that. They were sixth in the United States at the beginning of the year with about $1 trillion market value. Now, 10 months later, worth $283 billion, ranking 20th.
I didn't even know Google wasn't called Google anymore until last night. It's Alphabet.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
And that's okay. I'm okay with sort of your mothership changing it like that.
Okay,
with that.
Because it's still Google, right?
It's just Facebook now is trying to be called Meta. You know, when you say Google, it's still Google. I understand they changed the mothership there to Alphabet. I get it.
They do all the dirty work underneath, but Google is the thing you see.
But I don't feel like they went through a full rebrand. I really don't, like Facebook did to Meta. I don't like it at all. Apple is number one still with $2.4 trillion market cap. Apple, Microsoft, Alphabet, Amazon, Tesla.
That's how I know I'm getting old, because I was pissed off by the little changes since Meta 2 on the actual app. I'm like, stop. Go back to the way it was.
Yeah. Please.
I'm old.
Meta. I'm not going to your metaverse. That ship never came in for me. It hasn't even sailed. Ship never docked. And some people will come up to me all the time and say, I'm missing the boat on this metaverse. I should go buy land, you know? And I'm like, okay. Yeah, I'm going to go buy land in the metaverse.
I'm damn near 50. I've missed that ship a long time ago.
Yeah, I get it. You know, maybe I'm missing something here. Maybe I should go buy land in the metaverse, but I don't even know how to get in the metaverse, to be honest. I certainly don't know how to find a real estate agent in there.
No.
Metaverse. Now, again, maybe a decade from now, I'll be kicking myself, but whatever.
That's like crypto.
Yeah.
Supposedly it's great, but I don't see it.
Mm.
It's not money. You can't just invent money. The hell.
I think that you're going to probably have some counter arguments to that. I think most people agree with us on metaverse, but if you start talking trash about crypto, many people are going to disagree with you. Now, I've never bought $1 worth of crypto. I haven't. It scares me, but I do understand why people like it. I think the problem with crypto is that people loved crypto because no one could really track it or trace it. Mm. And then once the Fed started going in and taking people's crypto away, people's attitude about it changed significantly.
Like, oh, they're playing for real.
Yeah. And then once we get over that hump again, maybe crypto makes a decent comeback. I don't know.
I guess my point is, I don't know. I'm just too old to care about, you know, Meta land and crypto money and just... Leave it alone.
Yeah. Rich B is here. What's up, Rich? After the Meta rebranding failure, I think Tom needs to take a chance and rebrand MySpace. Now, Rich, now you're talking. Now, that's the kind of rebrand that might work. If you bring back Tom and call it like My Face or something. Now, that would be a rebrand I support.
Yeah.
But when you take Facebook, which was the fifth largest company in the United States, and decide, you know what? It's time for a rebrand. I don't support that at all. And I hope that their investors are pissed off with them. Hmm. That's not the time to rebrand when you're crushing it. Why? It's because you're crushing it so much you feel like, oh, I need to do something. No. Just keep crushing it. Very simple concept.
I mean, does anybody like the way the app is now? The app's just screwy now. I mean, yeah. I want to hear from anybody who just says, oh, yeah, I love it.
I don't know. What are the changes? I guess I haven't really noticed.
They're very subtle. It's just... certain buttons that were there before that you used to be able to press, they're not there anymore, and sharing things all of a sudden it's just really hard, and I'm really old, and yeah, it's what it comes down to.
Nancy checks in. Hello, Nancy. From President Trump, it's early and I am on the gold throne, which is where I do my best work. The twit in chief has opened my bird cage and it's gonna be fun. Buckle up, buttercup. Could be
I'm almost done with my first movement.
Gabe is here in Navarre. Good morning, fellas. I think Trump said he wouldn't jump back on Twitter if he was allowed again. Maybe I'm wrong. And no, I'm sure he said that, Gabe, but let's be honest here.
His ego will not let him stay off Twitter.
Let's be honest. Once he gets that first he's tweeted at by Elon, you really think that he's going to be able to not respond? Woo, it's going to be a tough one for him. He'll be crawling out of his skin. He won't last 30 minutes but without being able to tweet.
Correct.
Without making himself.
It's like crack to him.
Yeah. I mean, I think that for sure he's going to. Franklin the mailman. Hello, Franklin. How are you, buddy? Always bitching. Hey, Stedman. Hope you have an awesome day. Justin, just leave and let Jonathan take his rightful place. I know, buddy. My mother. Hi, Stedman. Have a great show. And Justin. Thank you, Mom. I love you.
Thank you, Mom.
Randy the engineer here. Your problem with text messages is probably a screen setting. I will try and fix it the next time I'm down. All right, brother. I appreciate that.
Just send Otis over.
Say, maybe Otis can eat my basketball again.
You still pooping blue Nerf?
Yeah. Oh, things are going great for Kanye West, aren't they? I mean, Ye West. Or is it just Ye? Does
just
he have a last name anymore?
No, it's just Ye.
Just Ye.
Yay.
I love it. Oh, speaking of rebranding, he might need to rebrand.
Yeah, but he was rebranded out of necessity.
Well, yeah, I think that I think Ye might be looking for a rebrand. Now, that's the kind of rebrand that might work, or that needs to be looked at very closely. Facebook did not need to rebrand to Meta. Ye probably needs a rebrand.
Yeah.
Without question. And yesterday, he decided to go to Skechers corporate headquarters in L.A., uninvited, he just showed up there. And no one really knows why. Including Skechers.
I pray there's a documentary that's coming out on this and there's a camera crew following him everywhere because it's got to be hilarious, him just showing up places.
Just showed up there and they politely escorted him out of the building.
Hey, G.A. Skechers?
He just showed up and it did not go well for him because he literally got escorted out of the building by security. Two Skechers executives actually escorted him and his party from the building. After a brief conversation that I haven't seen video of it. I've seen pictures of it. And that now Skechers had to make a statement saying, we condemn his recent divisive remarks and do not tolerate anti-Semitism or any other form of hate speech. So he just showed up. Like, okay. Yeah, I'm here at Skechers. I don't know why. Maybe saying, hey, Adidas's mistake can be your blessing.
All right, let's pack up. We're going to Nike next.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I don't think anyone's going to let him in the building right now, not till a rebrand. Mm. As of today, he's lost now Adidas, Gap, Creative Artist Agency, Balenciaga, MRC Entertainment, TJ Maxx. I didn't know he was a representative for TJ Maxx, honestly. Foot Locker. And they've all, you know, at least distanced themselves from him, if not fired him as their spokesperson.
Yeah, he's persona non grata.
That's probably what? $500 million worth of dough for him yearly.
Probably.
Because that Adidas deal was $250. Whoosh. I wish he could hit rewind on the last couple of weeks, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there's a rebrand coming. Skechers had to make another statement saying that they are not considering and has no intention of working with Ye.
Can you recover from being anti-Semitic, though?
And would like to stress he showed up unannounced and uninvited. This is all, I don't know. Is this really anti-Semitic? And I quote, go Death Con 3 on Jewish people, unquote. I would say that qualifies.
That's all anti-Semitic. You can't really come back from that.
I would say that qualifies as anti-Semitic, yes. Mm. Go Death Con 3 on Jewish people. Wow.
Yay.
Wow. Yeah, I think that would probably qualify as anti-Semitic. I really do.
Mm.
He's still on Spotify, and he's still on all the music streaming platforms.
Do you think he'll be allowed on Twitter? Is he already on Twitter?
Elon just tweeted at him the other day before this happened. So I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I guess the whole point of Twitter now is not to ban anyone, right?
Even though you're anti-Semitic.
I guess. I don't know. I guess we're going to find out a lot more over the next few weeks.
I guess so.
Few days, maybe even.
It's a new era.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what comes out tomorrow after he officially signs all the documents and takes over.
I'm excited and scared all at the same time.
Yeah. Ye has even had to shut down Donda Academy. Donda Academy is a school he created. His mom's name was Donda, named after her. And it was in the news recently because Ye was on Instagram tweeting the name of his kid's school. So their mom would be forced to take them out and move them to Donda Academy, which to me, in my opinion, is probably not the best parenting to be tweeting your kid's school's information out. Like, I won't even do that.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
I wouldn't even say where my kids go to school. And I'm just me. I'm not Yay.
Exactly. You're JC.
Donda is officially toast at this point. And I don't mean like, you know, at the end of the year. I mean, they said, kids, don't come to school today. It's over.
Oh, yeah. They shuttered it up, man. They probably put boards on the windows and all kinds of stuff.
The principal, and I got the email he sent. He sent an email to the kids and their parents, and I won't read it all, but it said, we hope this email finds you well. We would like to express our gratitude for the community of families and scholars that Donda brought together. However, at the discretion of our founder, Donda Academy will close for the remainder of the 2022-2023 school year, effective immediately. Thursday, October 27th, and then in all caps, there is no school tomorrow. You know, it's
so what was the total enrollment? I want to know.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm. I don't know. I could have researched that. I just didn't feel like it.
I'm researching
it. Yeah, please do.
Okay.
It's one thing, and you see this a lot in the restaurant business where you're a server and you show up and there's just a note on the door saying we closed. Restaurants do that all the time. It's not that often that a school just says, hey, parents, don't come to school tomorrow. We closed. You don't hear schools doing that too often, or at least I haven't. Donda Academy closed, but they do say they're going to try to open up again next year. And then Kanye weighed in on social media about it, too, saying, here's the clout you're looking for. My school is being shut down. Well, I guess it is. I guess it is. Peloton. I guess. So, is it yay or ye? Kanye. Yay.
It's ye. I mean, yay.
Yeah, see? I can't ever figure it out.
I know it's spelled ye, but it's yay.
I can never figure it out. Roughly 1,800 Peloton classes use his music. 1,800 classes use his music. Peloton had to come out and talk about how they were going to deal with that as well. And I'll inform you on that after this.
All right, let me throw this before we go to break. Less than 100 students, it's $15,000 a year annually.
What is it?
$15,000 a year annually to go to Donda Academy, but the enrollment is less than 100 students.
Got it. Got it.
There you go.
Awesome. All right. Quick break. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
You are listening to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
Just quickly finishing up on this yay stuff. Things not going well. Needs a rebrand, of course. Even Peloton is having to distance themselves from him because they have 1,800 classes online that use his music, which is a significant amount. That's a lot. Now they say they have indefinitely paused playing his music from its streaming workout classes. And they're sending messages to customers or concerned members. I guess they call them members. Saying that its instructors are no longer using his music in newly produced classes, and it's not recommending previously produced workout classes on its hardware or app. I've never used Peloton. Have you?
No, I have not. I have friends and family that do, but I never have.
Some people swear by it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why I can't get into it. I just like to play basketball. That's it. Although I think at 43, my body's finally starting to talk to me a little bit. I'm getting little nicks that I've never gotten before. Mm-hmm. Is that about the age things start to happen?
Yeah, that's about the time you start falling
apart. Damn.
Speaking from experience.
It was the rotator cuff last week. My wrist has been messed up for 2 months. I think it's starting to happen. I'm very disappointed in that.
You just don't recover as quickly, and sometimes you never recover, and you end up with MS.
Yeah, that's not funny. I'm not laughing. I'm just saying.
No,
good
I'm
point.
Just saying it was around 43 is when the symptoms started hitting.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, crap. What are the symptoms? What do I need to be on the lookout for?
Well, you're probably all right. But, okay. I don't know, stiffness in your legs that don't go away.
Got
maybe
that.
Some tingling in the arms.
Got that.
Yep, you're screwed, Clark.
What about rotator cuff problems?
Actually, I've got pretty strong rotator cuffs, at least so I was told.
I see.
But, like, the MS sucks, but your rotator cuffs, pristine.
I see. I don't necessarily want to stare at I don't know. It just feels weird to me. It's uncomfortable. The Peloton. I've watched people do it a lot. It's just, there you go. Yeah. Do they only hire very attractive people to be the Peloton instructors?
It's the only way I would get it.
There's that one dude who I think is famous now, Alex something. I think Alex Toussaint or Santh or something like that. I don't know. I don't do Peloton, but I hear his name. I think being a Peloton instructor has made him somewhat famous, and even he had to make a statement about this yesterday. He said, because I love everybody. I want to make sure everybody feels safe in my environment and my classes. I'm not even going to speak too much on it because you know I stand with you. You will not hear that artist in my class at all. I do not support hate speech whatsoever. 1,800 classes. Wow. But Spotify hasn't taken it down. They say they won't do it unless they're asked to by his label. Apple Music did not comment on whether they're playing it or not. But my understanding is the streaming places are still going to play his music, which it's fine, right? I mean, people still probably want to listen to it. I don't know. Here's Alex Toussaint. Let's see what he's like. Oh, yes.
You see that show on the box? Come on.
Got it.
I mean, I thought.
Jeez, potty mouth, not you, him.
Peloton. I didn't think Peloton had curse words.
Potty mouth.
I didn't know they would do that.
Get your beep up here and start beep.
I just assumed that would be clean. you know?
That's okay. We got it. Let it rebuild before we play anymore, though.
No one told me Alex Toussaint would be cursing during his class.
God, what an...
I just assumed. Oh. I just assumed that would be clean. Silly me. Silly me. Alex Toussaint, potty mouth. Wow. Wow. Maybe I will take his class.
Wait, it's okay to cuss in here?
TMZ had some very, very sad news last night. And a lot of you probably read this. They announced that singer Jerry Lee Lewis had died. Sad news. A lot of people were very sad about it. And then they followed up with a story that Jerry Lee Lewis is alive. Not a great night for TMZ, huh?
Not a great night for Jerry Lee Lewis, yes, either.
The Great Balls of Fire singer, mm-hmm, was, his death was announced on TMZ. Only to be followed up with a story that he's not dead. They might want to do a little bit more fact-checking before they announce the death of someone, huh?
That happened to Joe DiMaggio. They announced his death, so he actually watched his obituary on the news. He's like, guys, I'm still alive.
And you can't, or back then, you couldn't quickly discredit a story like that. It probably took a day or so, didn't it?
Yeah.
Because now, obviously, we have the internet and social media. If you post something stupid that's wrong, you can correct it pretty quickly.
Right.
But not...
It's like, what are they saying about me in my obituary? That is just interesting to sit there and pick it apart and go like, well, wait, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that would be a little bit weird reading your own obit, right?
Or just, watching that package, that montage.
Yeah, unbelievable. TMZ's got to do a little bit better. You will admit they do pretty much get the scoop on every story, whether it's sports or entertainment.
Oh, they're very good about that.
They are on top of things, but they might want to double check when they announce someone's death. In fact, they said that they got the information from an anonymous source who revealed that the 87-year-old Lewis had passed away. I think you have to do more than just an anonymous source when you announce someone's death. I really do. Mm. And they said later, though, that it was revealed that a direct rep for Lewis confirmed he's still alive. I'm sure he's happy about that, or maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what kind of shape he's in.
You think he's still doing Great Balls of Fire down at the old folks' home? Or?
It doesn't seem like it to me.
Yeah, good grace, yeah. Woo!
He's still alive, baby. TMZ, egg on their face. I don't know. The thing is, normally when they do announce your death prematurely, things aren't really great in paradise, though. You know, normally 2 or 3 days later, they actually announce your death.
Yeah.
So, but we're sending our best to Jerry Lee Lewis, of course. I have no idea what's going on. I don't know what's wrong with him or whatever, but.
He's old.
87. Yeah. 87's young anymore, isn't it? No.
87 will never be.
How old's the president? 94? I forgot how old he is.
It's funny because he kind of forgot how old he was, too. Oh.
Two words. I'm not old. Oh, man. I think he's, what is he, 90? No, 85? I forgot how old he is because in my head, I feel like I have him much older than he actually is.
He's not a young man. That
two
is
words. I'm not Jackie, old.
Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
Yeah. Now, Jackie, I can confirm, is no longer with us.
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. A lot of people are excited about this. Now, I'm not a big sequel guy. I don't really like sequels normally. I feel like, let's get it all out in one shot. You can probably tell your story in one movie, 2 hours. The sequels that I can think of that I really enjoyed were Godfather 2, and that's it. I can't think of any other.
Well, you didn't enjoy The Empire Strikes Back or anything like that?
I'm not a big Star Wars guy at all. Okay. 0.0. All right. And I realize I'm going to get backlash for that.
Star Trek Wrath of Khan, that was a good sequel.
No, I haven't watched any of them. Bits and pieces. Legitimately, and maybe this is news, I've watched 0 Star Trek.
How about Lethal Weapon?
Yeah.
Lethal Weapon 2 was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah, it was fine.
But I am having to dig deep to find good sequels.
Well, people are very thrilled about this, and I'm kind of surprised that there's going to be a sequel to the movie Twister. Do you remember Twister?
I do.
Was it that good? I mean, I guess it was okay. If you're a weather dude, maybe this is very good news for you. But there's some rumblings on social media that Twister is having a sequel, and weather fanatics are super excited about it.
The tornado's back, and this time it's pissed.
I think I've seen Twister, but I really don't remember anything about it. Nothing.
The late, great Pax, Bill Paxton was in it, Helen Hunt.
Got it.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Got
it. So we've lost a couple people from that. It wasn't by the Twister.
All right. And not too old either.
No.
Philip Seymour Hoffman was a fantastic actor, if you want to ask me.
Very good actor.
I thought he was fantastic. Obviously, he had some demons going on.
Yeah.
A lot of people seem to have demons. This Matthew Perry, I can't read an article without seeing Matthew Perry talking about his demons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really didn't know. I mean, I don't know.
Damn, Chandler, what's going on?
Matthew Perry is all over the news with his demons. And I'm happy for him. It sounds like he's sober now, but who would have thought he had that many demons? You would think if you had that many demons, there would be articles about you like doing stupid things in public. I don't remember seeing him doing that many things in public stupid, do you?
No, you can only tell on the show Friends when he was going through it because he would gain weight, then he would lose weight, then he would lose weight.
I see. I see that. I didn't know.
It's the only way you can pick it apart.
Halloween is Monday. Woohoo.
Ooh. You talk about something that really loses its luster the older you get.
Halloween, yes. I don't know if I admitted this or not, but this past Friday I had to go to an event, this big real estate event. Did I tell you about this?
No.
And I was coaxed into putting on a costume for the first time since I was 7 years old.
Oh, good God. Please tell me there are pictures.
There are. I think I threatened people not to release them on social media. Now, that being said, I didn't really get all that into the costume, okay? So let's be clear about it.
Were you a giant banana?
No. So the costume that was purchased for me was a hippie. So it had like a tie-dye shirt and like a hippie jacket.
That's
and,
original.
Yeah, yeah. And so what I did is I had on like jeans and a sports coat.
Uh-huh.
And I just wore the hippie shirt underneath. So
you're a hippie and you're wearing a sports coat?
Right, yes. It was a professional event.
See.
All right, well, look, it didn't look very much like a costume, so I kind of got away with it. You know, I hedged my bet on that one a little bit.
Okay.
But I haven't worn a costume since I think I was 7 years old, honestly. I think I was a punk rocker.
Oh, okay.
When I was seven. You know, you spray paint your hair with the can, and back when aerosol was cool. And I got coaxed into it. I really did. And then there are some rumors about other things I have to do that I'm just trying to avoid because I don't want to dress up. And it seems like a lot of you agree with me, and I'm very proud about your agreement with me. Now, just be honest with me right now. Will you be dressing up this Halloween? And don't be like, well, not on Halloween on Monday, but I'm going to a Halloween party on Saturday and I'm dressing up. No, I mean, anytime during this Halloween time of year, will you be dressing up? Be honest with me.
Slutty nurse.
You're going to be a slutty nurse, huh?
Please.
Well, at least 2/3 of adults will not be dressing up for Halloween this year. And 42% of adults say they never dress up for Halloween. This number's higher than I thought, and I'm very happy with you about this number. I'm happy with you that a lot of you agree with me on this play and dress up thing. It's cool for kids, you know, little pumpkin thing with the little handle on it and get candy in your neighborhood.
Teaches you how to trick adults and trespass and things like that. Yeah, it's great.
Just don't eat the apples given to you by the neighbor.
And if they give you pennies.
Yes, yes. Don't eat the apples or the pennies, of course.
Mm, yeah, but just throw the pennies back at them.
But it's really an age thing. So it's still popular until you hit your 30s. So if you're in your 20s, you're good.
Yeah.
Most people under 30 will wear a costume this year, but 45% of people in their 30s and early 40s will not dress up. 80% of people in their 50s, which is you next year, no offense.
Yeah, none taken.
And 60s won't dress up either. For seniors, 93% of them will not dress up this year. So it's definitely a young person's game this Halloween, huh?
Definitely. I wonder what the hot costume is besides Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, I imagine there's going to be a lot of Dahmer costumes out there. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Get creative, people.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, you will or you will not dress up?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, good.
Come on.
What about your wife?
No.
2/3 of you will have a costume that includes a do-it-yourself element. Okay.
All right.
Now, I will man the door.
You will? You'll give away candy?
I will give away candy. I mean, we got neighbor kids, and they're cute. Right. They don't bother me too much.
The most popular type of costume for you this year for adults is a fictional person or character, an animal or creature, an historical figure. Well, that's good. 15% are dressing up as a concept, 14% as an object, 11% as someone who's still alive.
I like the concept costumes because then you have to try to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I probably shouldn't address this, but I think that we're adults here and we can. Do you think that it's okay to dress up in blackface?
No, absolutely not.
25% of you think that blackface is okay. And let me give you my position on this, okay?
All those people from Mississippi.
Okay. My position on that is, I mean, I think that, I don't know. I feel like there have been so many amazing historic African-American figures out there that you'd want to celebrate them. But I do realize that you can't do it. I get it. But it's, I mean, a lot of people would want to celebrate a historical figure.
It's like people who compare things to Hitler. Just don't do it.
Yeah, you're
right. It's just stupid.
Just you don't.
Just
do
don't
it.
Invite it. Just don't do it, dumbass.
Yeah, you can't. I know you can't. I'm just saying, it to me, it's like honoring a historical figure, but I get you can't.
No, you can't.
I know.
Honor them a different way.
I see. Well, how would I honor them?
Well, it depends on who it is. Who is it?
Well, I don't know. I didn't think about certain individuals like Martin Luther King, great American.
Okay, just be peaceful to people.
Oh, okay. So yeah. You don't dress up
silent
as anything.
Silent protest, right. Just do a silent protest. Don't put on blackface, dumbass.
The top word to describe your costume this year is funny. The rest of the top five are simple, unique, creative, and sexy.
Yeah, sexy ghost.
Only 18% of adults are wearing a scary costume this year.
Okay.
All right. I think that, Tony from Michigan checks in. That's a good one, actually. Hangover 2 and 3 are good. I love the Hangover movies. Call me juvenile. The Hangover movies were so good.
I loved the first one. The second and third one didn't really hit for me. Third one was not good.
I really don't remember the second and third one, honestly, but the first one I remember loving. And I think I have seen 2 and 3, but I don't really remember. I just remember the first one. Well,
the third one, they went to Thailand or something.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. They just...
I see. I really don't remember.
Money grab for Zach Galifianakis.
Derek is here in Long Island. What's up, Derek? How are you? The only accepted reason a man over 30 dresses up for Halloween is his wife or girlfriend makes him. That's well said, Derek. That's the text of the day. Text of the day. Hence why I was wearing a hippie t-shirt on Friday. You know?
You could put the sentence, because my girlfriend made me, at the end of many things.
Yes. Yes, I agree with that. So many things. Good job, Derek. Fish is here. What up, Fish? The reason why I'm not dressing up for Halloween is because of one word. Why? Oh, why? That's his word. Got it. Why? That's a good point. Plus, it's Monday Night Football. I got you.
Yeah, there you go.
Rich B is here. What up, Rich? I'm 44 with 4 kids who begs every year for me to have to dress up, but I haven't dressed up since I was 12. Good deal. Like it. Rusty, I have not dressed up since I was 10 years old. I went as a bum then. I don't even think you can do that anymore, can you?
No, that's insulting the bums. Wait.
Ramos in California. I'll be dressing up as a disgruntled sales engineer for Halloween. Got it. Joe RX in Destin. Hello, Joe. Yes, I will be dressing up on Halloween night, skeleton. That's not super original, is it?
Nah, but it's a classic. It's like being a ghost with a pee-stained sheet over you. Two eye holes.
Another Lee is here. No, Aurora is here in Orange Beach. Hello, Aurora. Great balls of fire have a different meaning at the old folks' home. Yes, they do. You got it. You got it. Gabe and Navarre, bravo for my man with the text of the day. That's right. A lot of people are agreeing with this. Only do it if your wife or girlfriend make you. Which is a very accurate text.
For a lot of things.
Very accurate. This lady in Australia actually ordered a Halloween costume on Amazon for this year, and she got it in the mail yesterday, or it was delivered to the doorstep. And what she'd bought a fake corpse, so she wanted to kind of walk around as a dead person, as a corpse. And her 10-year-old opened it up for her, which was nice, except that it was a sex doll, not a corpse. And the 10-year-old's traumatized. I'll tell you about that story and plenty more to get to. Quick break. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
WDYZ Altamont Springs, WFYY HD3 Windermere, WXUS HD3, W266DY Dunellen, WZLB Valparaiso. Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
Hour number two for a Thursday has arrived. Stedman is here. Beanbag Nation, along for the ride. Join us if you wish. 321-339-1055. So this lady in Australia was planning on dressing up for Halloween. Is it Halloween or Halloween?
Hallow.
I think a lot of people say Halloween.
Well, it's Hallow.
Hallow.
Spelled Hallow.
Halloween.
It's not ye, it's yay.
I don't know. I've heard people say Halloween, and I've heard people say Halloween.
Well, they're saying it incorrectly.
I think when I lived up north, most people call it Halloween. Mm. Halloween. But here it's Halloween. I don't know which is the accurate way. But anyway, she was going to dress up for Halloween this year. And she wanted to be a fake corpse. And in fact, she went to Amazon because they sell everything there, including fake corpses, I guess. Mm. And she ordered it. And they delivered it to her house, as Amazon does. They kind of knock-knock, leave it there. Do they even knock-knock anymore? I don't even know if they knock-knock. I think they just leave it because they're afraid if they knock-knock, they're going to have to talk to you, and they're on a time crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Her 10-year-old son is the one that opened up this fake corpse. Unfortunately, turns out it was a sex doll, not a corpse at all.
This must be for your dad.
This is not going to go well, ever. Not going to go well. And according to the seller, they actually said it was not a mix-up at all, but they use inflatable sex dolls because they're cheaper. And you're covering it in black plastic anyway, so who's going to know? So the seller was like, no, this wasn't a mistake. We use sex dolls as our fake corpse.
It actually makes sense if you think about it.
I guess so. I guess it does. I mean, a little weird, but they said, no, this is what we sent. This is not an accident. In fact, she asked for a refund, and they're like, no, this is what you ordered. Not giving you a refund.
She didn't read the description, apparently.
I guess not. Well, but they have offered her, she could keep it, and they'll give her a 40% refund, but she wants a full refund and a public apology.
Oh, Karen, chill.
She wants a public apology. I have people come in my law firm all the time asking for, I want $10,000 from them, and I want them to send a public apology. And I'm like, not going to happen. No one's going to offer a public apology. It just doesn't happen in law. And obviously in Amazon retailing either.
No.
There was an Amazon listing for this item that I checked out, actually. And almost all of the reviews say that it is a sex doll. So she's not the first person this has happened to. And one woman on there even said she opened it up in front of her 5-year-old grandson. It's a sex doll with an Asian woman's face printed on it.
Ah, yeah, love you long time.
Wow. I just love that the seller's like, no, this is it. This is what you ordered. We make these fake corpses out of sex dolls we haven't been able to sell yet.
I'm sure it has a description of what the corpse is made out of. You just maybe don't put two and two together.
Yeah.
You know what else they use this for?
Sex dolls. But in the fine print, I'm sure it says it there. I'm sure it does. And what I've noticed is a lot of people who order on Amazon or Wayfair, they'll call and bitch about stuff just to get a refund because it's cheaper to give a refund than to come get it. Like if you get a couch, it's perfectly fine. They're like, I don't like the couch. It's smaller than it looked like on your picture. They're like, you know what? We'll refund you and you keep it.
That's why you don't order on Wish because everything is tiny.
Is that right?
Yes.
I don't even know what Wish is.
It's like Wayfair, kind of like Amazon. You know, maybe you see, I don't know, a model of a Star Wars, like a Millennium Falcon ship. And you're like, oh, I want that. But it's like, you know, the size of something you would put on your desk. It's tiny.
Got it. Yep. A miracle across the pond in the UK. A man had a miracle baby boy from a sperm sample he gave in 1996. So this guy, Peter Hickles, he's 47 now, just had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But he had this baby out of a sperm sample from 96.
Wow.
It's been frozen since 1996.
He had a Walt Disney baby.
Wow. I don't even, I mean, I wouldn't drink milk from it. I mean,
I don't know. Is anything good after that many years of being frozen?
Boy, I guess we'll find out when this kid grows up.
These doomsdayers, I don't even think they'll eat the tuna they have in the bunker from 1996, will they?
Mm-mm. What's the only food that doesn't really go bad? Is it honey?
I don't know.
Say doesn't go bad?
I have no idea. I would think honey would go bad, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, what if you had a bunker, what would you put in it?
Let's
I don't know
see.
Either.
Cookies. Cookies probably because they last
cookies.
A minute as
you
long
like
as
cookies.
They're sealed. I do. I'm like you. I like cookies.
There's tuna. I feel like canned tuna is something that goes in bunkers, but I could be wrong.
Yeah,
it
but
is
how do you
fish.
Open it? Well, I mean, do you have a can opener down there?
I mean, the can opener won't go bad. You put a can opener down there.
I understand that.
Everything's going to be canned. The first thing you're going to put down there is a can opener. The can opener goes before the flashlight, I think.
Yeah, but it has to be a handheld can opener. It can't be an electric one because in a bunk, do you have a generator down there?
I don't know.
All right, I'm getting way off topic. I don't even know. I mean, I haven't been in a bunker in like, I don't know, 10, 20 minutes.
Yeah, I haven't been in a bunker ever. I've never
it's
built
a
bunker. Never thought about it.
Yeah.
I once had a safe in my old house that was buried in the closet, though. I wouldn't say that. You know, never mind. I didn't. Never happened.
Dump that.
Peter Hickles, 47, gave the sample on June 5th, 1996, after his diagnosis with Hodgkin's lymphoma when he was 21 years old. Mm. Now, 26 years later, he gave birth with his fiance, who's 32, to a beautiful baby named Kai, delivered by C-section, weighing 8 pounds, 10 ounces, from sperm that he put in a jar in 1996. I didn't know this was possible.
Kid has an affinity for Counting Crows music and for flannel and things like that.
Yes, he's a big Nirvana fan.
Is he? Okay.
Hey, but he's just finding out that Kurt Cobain died.
He's like, what?
He's like, Kurt Cobain was alive when I was first put in that jar.
Exactly.
Whatever happened to that little naked kid in the pool on the cover of that album? The guy said, I keep looking at him in disbelief, shaking my head. He really is a little miracle. And he is a miracle. Now, is the kid going to be okay, though? His sperm has been frozen for a long time.
I don't know, man.
I hope so. I mean, this could be a great story. We don't know yet, probably. Or maybe they do know. I mean, you kind of know if a kid's healthy or not right out of the gate, don't you?
Yeah, you should.
It's incredible to think he's been in deep freeze for 26 years.
Well, it makes you wonder. Jeez. I mean, I wonder, you know, how many of these banks have sperm samples from like the 70s.
And yeah, might as well. Might as well give it a shot now if it worked over there.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Lurch yesterday. Lurch used to work here. He was a producer here. Have you ever met Lurch?
I have not. I've heard good things.
He's a very nice guy. Great dude. Fantastic guy. Went through a tough time on the air with me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's real deep. You should be doing voiceover. Oh, deep.
It's crazy how deep his voice is.
Yeah.
But he used to, his car would break down a lot. It broke down so much that we had a sound effect here on speed dial that we would play of a car exploding. It broke down a lot. And the radio station here was always so nice to him that they would let him use the radio station car, the truck or whatever. And that was his car exploding.
Gotcha. Okay.
And you know, the radio stations that we have here, we have vehicles, and they're branded big time with the station logos.
Right.
Like the Florida Man radio truck. It's pretty hard to miss because it says Florida Man radio all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some dude in Montana thought it'd be a good idea to break into a radio station the other day and stole their branded SUV. With their station name printed on the side in huge letters. Someone spotted it, obviously. And isn't it better to steal an ambulance at that point?
Yeah, I think so.
Not only is it branded, I mean, you know, we have the ability to communicate this fact to others free on air. I don't think you want to steal a radio station branded SUV. I don't think that's a good place to start.
No.
You're better off stealing an ambulance. I think a cop car and a radio station car or truck are about right there neck and neck, honestly.
Yeah.
I think you can get away with an ambulance for a little bit longer than a cop car, certainly a radio station car. Someone spotted it, of course, called the cops, and he got arrested.
He said, am I the 10th caller?
Yeah. I mean, we're a spoken word talk radio station here. If you steal the Florida Man truck, we have a way to get the word out, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think we would announce that on the air over and over.
Yeah.
In fact, we'd probably do 3 days worth of air work with that, don't you
we
think?
We would. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I wouldn't have to prep for the show at all.
Nope. You're like, hey, have you seen the van?
Yeah.
How about now? How about now?
And no, I mean, we probably have insurance on it. That would be kind of funny, actually.
I would hope he'd have a low jack on it so we could track it.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? It's a brand new Kia Sportage wrapped with Mix 97.1 in huge letters all over it. Not the most inconspicuous car to steal. Let's be honest here. He got inside the radio station offices because an elevator that should have been blocked access to their floor at night malfunctioned. So it's one of these deals where the elevator opens and you're already inside the office, you know?
Right.
And then he used a screwdriver to pop the lock on the door to the radio station and found the car keys sitting on a desk. He also stole, you guessed it, a radio station T-shirt while he was there.
Well, I was going to ask you, do you think he was driving and just throwing out stuff? He's like, bumper stickers.
He stole a radio station T-shirt as he was on his way to steal the radio station branded SUV.
80-90s in today.
Bumper stickers thrown out the window. Unbelievable. A woman in a town next door called the cops because she saw him in her church parking lot kicking the tires and acting weirdly. So maybe he's on drugs or something.
You think?
I think. Thanks to
sell the van.
Yeah, who knows? Thanks to the paint job, she was pretty sure it wasn't his.
Yeah.
And she also called the radio station to let them know. Cops found him at that church soon thereafter and before he caused any real damage, although they say he did smoke inside the vehicle.
Bastard.
No word on what he was smoking, but I think it's probably not just cigarettes, if you know what I'm saying.
That'd be a pretty good promotion. Come steal our van.
Yes.
I think I'll have a meeting with Stevie after the show.
And then a good Samaritan, in other news, a good Samaritan was on the beach. This is also in the UK. And he's one of these guys that uses the metal detector on the beach. And I'm sorry if you do that, but it's kind of weird to me. It is. Yeah. You've done it before, haven't you?
I have not used a metal detector on a beach.
I was trying to set you up.
Oh.
I haven't either. And when I see someone doing it, I think so many things through my head. Namely, dude, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I mean, sometimes you strike gold with those things. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I'm never going to do it. No, shut up. I'm not a spy. I'm not going to do it. But sometimes you find some stuff. Wedding rings.
Well, this guy found exactly that. He found a wedding ring on the beach here.
Mm-hmm.
And he somehow tracked down the owner of this wedding ring.
Yeah, he's too honest.
And she was like, I don't want that back. Throw it back, please. I don't want it. She threw it in the ocean on purpose because she hated the dude who gave it to her. Bad divorce. So this guy, Steve Andrews is his name, was walking down the beach, you know, going back and forth with his metal detector, found the wedding ring on the banks in the sand there. And it had the date 1989 on it. So it'd been there for a long time. He somehow tracked down the owner. I don't know how exactly. He found the woman that it actually belonged to. And she said, do not give me that back. I threw it in the ocean on purpose. I hate that dick.
Do you think he tried to hawk it at that point?
I would think so. She said that the woman asked him to go throw it back in the ocean and she never wants to see it again. And he said he will throw it back in the ocean next time he's down there. I doubt that.
No, pocket that thing. Go make some money, dude.
I mean, you know, if it's worth something and she doesn't want it, I mean, that's not stealing.
Right.
That's not stealing at all. You should absolutely take that and sell it. I mean, if it's worth anything. He said it was still in good shape.
Kind of surprised she didn't go, okay, well, thanks, and then sell it herself.
No, I think that ring, if you go through a bad divorce or breakup, that ring brings back a lot of bad memories, I think.
I guess so, yeah.
I think that you don't want to see it again, and she didn't. Just wanted him to throw it right back. Let me hit some messages here. 321-339-1055. Shane B is here. A spy always denies it. That's right, Stedman. That's true. Nancy in Tennessee. Nancy's here. A Tennessee couple have two children, which were frozen embryos from 1992. Really? The mom was a baby when those embryos were frozen. These were actual little humans frozen for over 20 years. I didn't know this happened so much. I mean, it's wonderful. I mean, because he went through all this chemo and stuff, so he probably couldn't. That's why he froze it. So he probably couldn't have a baby now naturally. So great. He gets to be a dad. It's a great story. I didn't know it was so prevalent.
Mm-hmm. Common.
Gabe and Navarre. How is Lurch doing? Lurch is doing great as far as I know. I saw him at an event we had in late September. So about a month ago, and he seemed to be doing great. And in fact, so, well, I'm not going to say it. He's doing great. He seemed to be doing very well, Gabe. Thank you for asking. I'll send your regards. Another Lee is here. It's cryogenic freezing, bro. It's just like it was the day in the pot. I know, but you would think, then okay, then why can't I eat chicken that I froze in 1996?
Riddle me that, smart guy.
Why can't I eat chicken? Because it's not cryogenically frozen? I don't know. I'm not the scientist here. I'm no Dr. Fauci. I mean, I just know that they say even if chicken's frozen for like 6 months or something, throw it out, even if it's been frozen.
Right.
How long should you keep chicken frozen anyway? Do you know the word on the street with that?
I don't know.
But apparently sperm, decades.
Yeah. That's decades what I'm wondering and if decades. There was like sperm from the 40s that was recently inserted.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
I love that FDR.
I love this story, by the way. I think this one will make you feel good and fuzzy on the inside, or at least it does me. There was this University of Kentucky basketball, obviously, is a tradition. You know, they've been great for 100 years. Kentucky basketball, huge thing. And if you grow up in Kentucky, going to a game is an experience, right? You know? And if you're a man who grew up a Kentucky fan and you have a son and you're a hard worker and you save up the money to go to a game and you're taking your son there, that's a big deal. That's like a father-son moment that will be forever ingrained in your memory. And there was this coal miner in Kentucky who went to a game the other night. I think it was a preseason game because the season hasn't actually started. And he's getting a lot of attention right now because he rushed to the arena after a long day of work in the coal mine. And he was still covered in dust, but he did it so he could make the game with his son. First game together.
Oh, wow.
I like that story. It gives me the chills for some reason.
That's good. That's nice.
And then Coach Calipari, who's been there for a while now, you know, everyone knows John Calipari.
Right.
He found out about this, and his family were actually coal miners. And he was moved by this story and has given the family tickets to a game and VIP treatment. Here's what he had to say.
I've done some things that have been fulfilling for my wife and I, but this... You're bringing light to a good man, a hardworking Kentuckian, a coal miner who does everything he can to make time for his family and his son and his daughter. Come on. That's what it ends up being. That's the story.
Story gives me chills.
That is good. That's a nice story. I like that.
I don't know why. It's like my body has chills right now. It's weird. I do have a heart, believe it or not.
Wow. Really?
Uh-huh. Austin from Tampa. JC. Will you be going to trivia with Stedman tonight?
And where is that trivia? That trivia, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is in Apopka at 429 and 441. What's the name of the place, you ask? It's Steffi's. Steffi's Irish Eatery and Pub. Have a beer, have some good food, and some great trivia with me as your host. Three rounds of General Knowledge Trivia tonight, starting at 7 at Steffi's in Apopka.
There you have it. All right, a last quick break. When we return, fantastic news for those of you who like boxed wine. They are now building a huge boxed wine kit that has red wine, white wine, and water in it, all for $45. I'll tell you how to get it and much more. Quick break. It's Justin Clark from the Florida Man Radio Network.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
A final segment here for a Thursday morning, and I want you to be honest with me. There's no reason to lie to me. Do you drink boxed wine ever? Now, Stedman, you don't drink anymore. Back in the day, did you ever drink boxed wine?
I had drank boxed wine. Yes, I have experienced the tragedy, which is boxed wine.
What was your drink of choice back when you did drink?
Usually beer.
You just have a beer, like a couple beers. You were never a big drinker, so to speak, were you?
No, not really. I mean, in college, I was more of a Jack and Coke guy, but I quickly got away from that.
Well, as you're getting hammered? Or
yeah, because that'll kill you.
The Jack and Coke will kill you?
Yeah.
Is it the Jack or the Coke?
Yeah, it's the throwing up on yourself that really is kind of the turnoff. But
I see. So that happened a few times.
Yeah, I gotcha. One I like to admit.
I have someone close to me who all she drinks is boxed wine. That's it. And she loves it. And I'm not judging anyone for it. Now, boxed wine has changed a little bit. Whereas in the past, it was that big box that would sit in your refrigerator and you would pour it out of the little thing there,
Spout.
The little spout. Now you can get boxed wine in sort of smaller ones that you can carry around with you. So I'm not ever judging anyone for drinking boxed wine. Now, I guess I would in a pinch. I mean, I'm not opposed to it in any way, but, you know, it's not often you go to a restaurant and you're like, can I get the boxed wine, right? You would think that you're probably going to get a bottle of wine. Even at Chili's, you're probably not going to get boxed wine, although you never know.
Boxes set our home, my good man. It's a special occasion.
But they have now created a boxed water and wine combination for those of you who love boxed wine. So this boxed water brand, which I don't even know what that is. Do you, what is a boxed water? I don't know if I've ever seen boxed water.
No idea.
This is new to me. A water brand has teamed up with a boxed wine brand to sell you a huge box that combines water and wine. Now, this could be good for hangovers because they tell you if you're drinking, to have one drink and then a thing of water. And then a drink. Always have a glass of water in between drinks. Now, I don't necessarily subscribe to that theory, but that's what they tell you. And this might be a good reminder between glasses of wine to have water. This is not the worst idea I've ever heard. And this one actually has red and white wine in it, both.
Wasn't this like a Jesus thing, from water to wine?
Maybe so, yeah. Yep,
from the Lord, we give to you water to wine.
Exactly. And now they're selling them online only starting next month for $45.99. Maybe good for your Thanksgiving party with your family.
Yeah.
$45.99. You can't buy it in stores, though. You've got to go to the Original House Wine website, is what they call it. Not in stores at all, and only while supplies last.
I don't know, man. This wine in a box is not a good combination.
It's Essentia Water, and they've teamed up with a boxed wine brand, House Wine, and this is like a big-ass box. And I guess the thing is it's good for hangovers. I don't know. They don't really say that, but I think it's a reminder to drink water between your glasses of wine. But then again, if you say you run out of white and switch to red, that's a hangover waiting to happen, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
The box has three spouts on it. One can pour 32 8-ounce glasses of water, which amounts to 2 gallons, I believe. And then the second spout can pour the equivalent of 4 bottles of white wine. And the third spout can pour 4 bottles of red wine. So I would think that if you, you don't want to drink all of this in one night. Let's put it that way.
No.
Even if you have water in between, you don't want to have a total of 8 bottles, 4 red, 4 white.
Man, you're going to be in the bathroom a lot.
Yeah. I don't think you want to try to drink the whole thing in one night. It might be a TikTok challenge.
Oh God, don't get me started on these.
See if you can drink the whole thing in one night. That would be ugly.
Yeah.
There's a new TikTok challenge actually, and I didn't know about this until we were doing our TV show yesterday, called Behind the Law, and I was interviewing this criminal defense attorney. We were talking about theft and how in San Francisco and California, you can go to Walgreens and steal $900 worth of stuff and they won't prosecute you. And I asked the direct question, is that happening in Florida? And he said unequivocally, no. Like, they can prosecute you for taking a stick of gum in Florida, which I like.
Yep.
But then he alerted me to a new TikTok challenge where people are going in Walmart and like taking a TV or whatever it is and telling an employee, hey, I'm not really stealing it. But then they take it out anyway as a TikTok challenge. And how he's seeing a lot of criminal cases come in where those people are getting charged with a crime. And rightly so. And then someone said, well, yeah, I've always thought about doing that. Like, take a TV and then put like a note on it saying I'm not actually stealing it. And he said, no, that's dumb. That because anyone could do that. And then if no one chases you, you're going to take it. But then if they catch you, you're going to say, oh, look, see, I said I wasn't stealing it. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. You're still going to get charged with a crime. My recommendation always is whatever TikTok challenge is out there and you're looking at it thinking, should I do that? The answer is no. You should not.
Yeah.
I've never seen a TikTok challenge that makes a lot of sense. Like slam your head against the brick wall and see if it hurts. Yes, it hurts. See if you bleed. That's what these TikTok challenges are. It's crazy.
Yeah, but there's so many people that I would love to see them slam their head against the brick wall. So I'm like, yeah, go for it.
All right. So you don't want me to issue a blanket statement not to do them. Some people, you want them to do them. All right. Exactly. I understand. Fair enough. I'll buy that.
Here's a challenge. Get a high school diploma.
Yeah. Karen is here. Have you seen the box water called Flow? I think that is the worst name for a box water ever. I haven't. Do they sell these boxed waters in grocery stores? I need to check this out because I'm not familiar with boxed water. I'm not. Mm-mm. I know they have the coconut water in those little boxes.
That I've seen, yes.
But I don't know about regular water in boxes. I don't know. Rusty's here, Freeport. Whiskey in a box? Deadman, are you okay with that?
I don't like anything in a box that's alcohol. I'm sorry. I just can't get with it.
Aurora's here. Boxed wine is Capri Suns for adults. That's a good yeah. point.
About right.
That is a good point. Capri Sun for adults.
I mean, would you want beer in a box? Would you ever drink beer out of a box?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, probably not.
No.
I don't think so.
Pretty stupid.
But they do sell beer now, and this has been going on for a while, the little sort of mini kegs. I think Heineken was the first one to do it. You know, you've seen the little miniature kegs.
I have seen those, yeah.
Those are kind of cool. They never really taste right to me every time I've bought one.
Yeah.
But I would buy the Heineken mini keg back in the day a little bit. But it always tastes weird. And then there was like, I can't remember what brand made it, but it was a round one. It was round, like plastic miniature keg. Mm. I couldn't tell you the last time I've bought a keg of beer. You?
Yeah, it's been since college.
Yeah, I don't even know where to get a keg of beer anymore. Where do you go to buy a keg of beer? And do they still sell pony kegs? We did a lot of pony kegs back in my... Yeah, let's be honest. It was mostly regular kegs.
Yeah.
Pony kegs wouldn't last long enough. You know what I mean? For the beer pong tournaments.
We used to buy kegs and go out in the woods and drink because that's what we did in the 80s.
I was having a law firm party maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and I bought a keg. I do remember that. I don't remember what the party was about. And then it becomes such a pain in the ass taking the keg back to get the deposit. It's still in the garage at my old house, I believe.
I never took it back.
Yeah. No. We'll just suck up the $100 deposit or whatever it was.
Exactly.
What does a keg cost anymore? What does a keg of like Miller Lite cost? Back then it was like $60, I think.
It wasn't bad.
I bet it's $100 now at least, don't you?
Yeah, I would say so.
I would think a keg of Miller Lite's probably $100 now. I'd like to know the answer to that. I have no idea. But if I remember correctly, in college it was about $50, maybe even 45.
Yeah, I'm thinking like 50 to 60 is about what we paid.
And then, you know, if you invest in your own spout thing on top, you didn't have to rent that one. You just had to rent the keg.
And there was always that one guy who had the spout.
Yes, he always had a buddy with the spout. And then you don't need to get their trash cans that are designed specifically for the keg. You just use a regular trash can.
And then you had that buddy who always had weed. I mean, it was perfect. Oh, all came together.
Yes, that was college in a nutshell right there. Yeah, beer pong tournaments, kegs of beer. And, yeah, I don't think we ever bought a pony keg. It was always the real thing. They're heavy as hell, though. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
You need two people.
They are cumbersome.
I guess one person can carry a keg, but not that far, really. It's helpful to have two people carrying a full keg, isn't it?
It is. Saves your back.
It certainly does. Saves your back. Maybe that's what my problem is now. Maybe that's why my body's sore, carrying so many kegs around
college. Yeah, you're 43 and you're still carrying kegs. Oh, wait. No,
that was years ago.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Stedman, you did great today, pal.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
More information about you can be found where?
StedFLA Man on Twitter. Also, BigTriviaShow.com.
I'm at ATTY Justin Clark on Instagram. ATTY Justin Clark on Twitter. Follow me there, please. I'd love to see you. I love you. I do. Thank you for spending your morning here with me. Do me a favor, please. Tell your friends right now. Send them a message. Download the Florida Man Radio Network app. There's no station like this one on the planet. Your friends will be forever grateful to you, I assure you. One last favor. Could you stick around? Because Bill O'Reilly, up next. Followed by Markley Van Camp and Robbins throughout the Emerald Coast. Dan Bongino down in Central Florida. Shand, though, takes over after the boys nationwide because he is the anchor tenant around here. His buddy EZ will join him as always. Jesse Kelly rounds out the evening this evening. The party starts again tomorrow morning with the big man himself, Bubba, the Love Sponge. Deadman, I don't know much, but I do know one little teeny tiny thing.
And that is what?
I'll see you right back here again on the Florida Man Radio Network.